Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Cammy. How can I help you?
I'm interested in finding out what number I've reached. Is this 855-436-1742?
I guess so, ma'am. That sounds like the phone number. What's got you calling in?
I was given this number by my bank. Mm-hmm. Can you tell me the name of the company?
We're a third-party call center, ma'am. We handle customer support for a few different companies. I'd be more than happy to look up whatever it is you're calling in about, though.
I was told that I incurred a charge for $49.97 at 4:58 p.m. through a company called Mocosa, M-O-C, either A-S-A or M-O-C-A. OSA or ASA, I don't know.
I have no earthly idea, ma'am, but again, I'd be more than happy to look that up for you if you provide me the name and zip code.
My name and zip code?
Yes, ma'am.
Janice Prusik, 98502.
Okay, give me one moment. Okay, can you verify the billing address that was charged to, ma'am?
I don't charge things to my billing address. I have things shipped to my billing address.
Okay, ma'am. What is the billing address on your card, ma'am, is what I'm asking for.
1111 Archwood Drive Southwest, unit number 230, Olympia, Washington, 98502.
Okay, that doesn't match what we have on file, and I do see the charge on here for the $49.97, like an Ultra Bar, like Power Saver. Were you accepting that as a free gift on, looks like, the 12th for $7.45?
Yeah, but I was just supposed to pay shipping. How do I wind up with $49.97?
Because, ma'am, it explained in the terms and conditions that you were signing up for, like, the membership fee for an online tech store, and you're getting the gift as, like, a free promotional for joining it, ma'am. It was explained to you. I apologize for the confusion.
It wasn't explained to me.
Yes,
and
ma'am,
I'm
it was in the terms and conditions. Again, I am sorry
fraud.
That you missed it.
This
no, ma'am, it is
fraud.
Not fraud, ma'am.
Fraud.
Ma'am, it is not
fraud.
It is not fraud. You just failed to read the terms and conditions.